Start chapter 17, beginning with verse 11. Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priest." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this one foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." This is the word of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Holy Father, open our hearts, our minds, our eyes, and our ears that as you speak to us today, we will receive those words and put them into action in our lives. And may the words from my mouth be a blessing unto you. Amen. You may be seated. Once again, happy Thanksgiving. This is an awesome time of the year because we have the opportunity to gather with family and friends. We have the opportunity to gorge ourselves on food. We have an excuse for taking a nap after lunch. We blame it on the turkey. And we also have that opportunity to go through all of those ads because within an hour, Black Friday starts on Thursday. As I was thinking this week about what to preach on, I actually had a sermon picked out, and then I realized that it was Easter. I realized that it was Thanksgiving week, and so I went and told Kelly, I said, "Don't print anything until I figure out what I'm doing for Thanksgiving." So I got to looking and checking, and I came across some interesting statistics, and so I'd like to read them to you off and on throughout the message. The word thanks appears in the Bible 73 times. Thanksgiving appears 28 times. Thank appears 27 times. Thanked appears 3 times. Thanksgiving appears 2 times. Thankfulness 1 time. Thanking appears 1. Thankworthy appears 1. No, I did not go through and look at each one of those. But one of the themes within Scripture is giving thanks, whether it is giving thanks in a corporate gathering or thanks in an individual gathering. We're to give thanks. I was watching a deal on TV last night about the real Thanksgiving and how we have all been taught that the story of how the first Thanksgiving happened is a myth. Who cares? The fact is that we give thanks for the things that God has delivered us from and has given us. And that's what this week's all about, is giving thanks. And so, I would like to share with you what you should be thankful for. Are you ready? Are y'all ready?
Yeah.
Okay, wake up. We still got a couple of minutes left. Be thankful for automatic dishwashers. They make it possible to get out of the kitchen before the family comes in for their after-dinner snacks. Be thankful for husbands who attack small repair jobs around the house, ladies. they usually make them big enough to call in the professionals. Here's one for young parents. Be thankful for children who put away their things and clean up after themselves. They're such a joy. You hate to see them go home to their own parents. Be thankful for teenagers. They give parents an opportunity to learn a second language. Be thankful for smoke alarms. They let you know when the turkey's done. In all seriousness, let's look at our scripture text. Jesus and His disciples were going from Samaria to Galilee. And along the way, they come across 10 lepers. And law was, and the rules were, that if you had leprosy, you were not allowed to approach another human being. So our scripture says that they stood off at a distance and hollered out for Jesus. Jesus, Master, heal us. And Jesus simply said, go show yourselves to the priest. Now, part of the rules of the way it worked was that when you became healed or cured of leprosy, you had to go to the priest to be approved and be certified as cleansed so that you could enter back into society. So Jesus was telling them, go and show yourself. And so they all took off going. But something interesting happens. Along the way, they're healed. And it says that one realized that he had been cleansed. And he went back to thank Jesus. Which confused Jesus. He said, wait a minute. I didn't grow up in Wiley. So I know that 10 minus 1 equals 9. So where are they at? Did something happen? Were they not cleansed? And the cleansed one came and knelt in front of Jesus and praised God. And Jesus said, go your way, you're healed. When I was reading that, I thought, have you ever wondered what happened to the other 9? Raise your hand if you ever wondered that. I'm glad you said that. I'm going to tell you what happened. One of them, as he was going along, looked down and said, I was going to be healed anyway. I was on the final leg of it. One contributed it to his eating right. One said, we'll see if it lasts. Any of y'all ever done that? Something come along good and you go, I'm gonna wait and see if this lasts. Kind of like low gas prices. One of them went ahead and went and gave glory to the priests. Because they healed him. One of them said, any rabbi could have done that. One of them actually said, well, it wasn't really leprosy that I had. One of them said, "Oh, I'll see Jesus later down the line." When we have things happen in our lives, things that we know God has done, things that we've prayed about and we've wanted God to intervene in, and when those things come to pass, how many times do we conveniently forget to thank God? I know that things have happened in my life to where it wasn't that I conveniently forgot, it was I got so busy that I didn't have time to go back and thank God. Or if we're praying for someone who is in need or has something going on in their lives and God answers that prayer for them, and we kind of just leave it there because God did that for them. You see, we're no different than the other nine, because sometimes we forget to give God the glory and the credit and the thanks for doing things in our lives. So, I ask you this. How do you give thanks? I'm sure y'all have heard this story before. There were two men walking through the woods. And we'll call them Delbert and... I'm afraid to say the other one. Ralph. Are there any Ralphs in the congregation? Okay. Delbert and Ralph are walking through the woods and they're having a conversation and they've been out just enjoying life and having a good time. And Ralph goes, "Shh, did you hear that?" And Delbert said, "Yeah, I heard that. What was that?" "There's something out there." "What do you think it is?" "I don't know." They turn around and there stands the biggest bear you ever saw in your life. And so they do what any red-blooded, non-UFO alien would do. They turned and ran. And the bear ran too. And they're running along. And Delbert looks over at Ralph and says, "Ralph, say a prayer because we're done for." Ralph said, "I don't know how to pray." And they're running and they're running and that bear's gaining on them, and all of a sudden the bear stops. And the bear sits down and he folds his paws and says, "Lord, thank you for this feast that I'm about to have." You know, sometimes we know when to be thankful because we're thankful at those times all the time. But there are always those times that come up, those things that happen that aren't planned for that we should be thankful for. A few years ago, I'm sure y'all saw this in the news, young lady steps off the plane and walks into the propeller of that plane. Let's be honest. She shouldn't be here today with the damage that was done. But God blessed her and saved her. And I remember seeing an interview with her after several surgeries. And you know what she did? She gave God the glory for everything that had come through to that point. I thank God for saving me from death. And I thank God for the progress that's being made in my reconstructive surgeries. When are you thankful? Are you thankful when you need to be? Or are you thankful at all times? As we prepare for this coming week, and I know we're all going to be busy, because for those who are hosting family coming in, there's all the preparation that has to be done. There's the cleaning, there's the grocery shopping, there's the cooking, there's the preparing all of the decorations and all of that, and preparing ourselves for all those little you-bangies that are going to show up at our house. And if you're going somewhere else, there's the planning of what time we're going to leave, what are we going to wear, what are we taking with us, which direction are we going to go. We get so cluttered in our minds that sometimes our minds get away from God, just like the nine. We need to be more like the one. The one that recognized immediately that God had cured him through Jesus. And he wasn't going to waste the time to run to the priest to be declared cleansed before he went back and told Jesus, "Thank you." So, I ask you to be thankful for all the things in your life. The good things, the bad things. The mountaintop experiences, the valley experiences. I pray that you will be thankful not only privately, but publicly. And I pray that you will be thankful for the good times and the bad times. But most of all, be thankful 24/7, 365. Because you see, God has blessed us beyond imagination. Even in those valley times, God has blessed us. So for myself and for my family, I say happy Thanksgiving. I hope you have a great, safe, wonderful, weight-gaining Thanksgiving. And in that afternoon when you leave to go Black Friday shopping, please be careful. And watch out for the other guy, because you never know. Bow with me in prayer. Gracious and Heavenly Father, what a blessing we have received. You have opened your word to us and shown us what true thankfulness is. Father, as we go through this coming week, we ask and pray that you will open our eyes to see the things in our lives that you have touched, and that we will be thankful to you, and that we will give you all the glory, no matter what. And Father, for those who will be traveling, whether it's us going there or others and family coming here to celebrate this holiday season, we ask that you watch over and protect, that everyone will be safe and sound. And And Father, but most of all, our thanks to You for the sacrifice of Your Son for us, that we might have an everlasting, eternal life with You. We pray this all in Your Son's holy and precious name. Amen. So our closing hymn today is hymn number 523.